It's Monday, August 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The new infrastructure as a service sector, per Gartner, DNS over HTTPS appears, CompTIA weighs in on the job data, and Toshiba gets out of laptops. This is a business of tech. New Gartner data provides some insight into the infrastructure as a service market, which is the company's new segment combining infrastructure and platform services. Gartner's latest data shows AWS increasing revenue 29% between 2018 and 2019. And while AWS was largest with 45% market share, Microsoft grew 58% and Google 80% and represents 17.9% and 5.3% 2019 market share, respectively. Why do we care? This combination of platform and infrastructure is the first thing that caught my attention, as with the cloud space maturing, it's becoming apparent the two are very closely related anyway. The pie is getting bigger, so market share is relative to the fact that the market does continue to grow. Big numbers are harder to grow at those high rates, so it's not a knock on Amazon to see them slow percentage-wise. Google has longer to go, and most notable to me is Microsoft, who I think has more market still to capture. This is particularly true of converting older legacy workloads to the cloud, and that's still the bigger partner opportunity. I'm watching that continue to grow, not slow. In blocking and tackling news, Microsoft has announced that DNS over HTTPS is coming to Windows 10, starting with the release of Windows 10 Insider Preview Build 20185. The feature was announced back in November 2018 and is now starting early rollout. Why do we care? Often, this is the kind of coming infrastructure change that can surprise small providers. Here's your warning that the feature is coming, so you can incorporate any rollouts into plans later. CompTIA has released a review of the current job situation based on the latest U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data. IT occupations in all sectors declined by an estimated 134,000 jobs. From the analysis, quote, "Even with the July job losses, net IT employment is up by more than 203,000 positions since the outbreak of COVID-19. The unemployment rate for IT occupations is 4.4%, less than half of the national unemployment rate of 10.2%. Over the past 5 years, annual monthly job gains occurred, on average, in 6 months, and job losses were recorded in the other 6 months. Year-to-date in 2020, there have been 5 months of job gains and 2 months of job losses. Why do we care? This is early signs in my mind. I'm expecting a very uneven set of market problems, as it will vary by industry and by location. The trends are useful, although your mileage may vary. That said, no industry will go unscathed. That's the warning. If you can, now is the time to pick up talent while it's available. Assuming your cash flow is solid and you've planned for a possible negative downturn, if you're growing, and not just riding the sugar high of surges in project work, now is the time to pick up talent. That's the opportunity. Toshiba has exited the laptop business, selling its Dynabook laptop brand to Sharp, ending a 35-year history. Why do we care? Pour one out for Toshiba. While not a dominant player, and clearly not as they've exited, it's notable when the landscape of manufacturers in a space diminishes. It's certainly not consolidation, although it does show the pressure of that market. PC market is mature, and this is what happens in mature markets. Players move out who cannot establish further headroom. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon page. If you're liking the content, you can support it directly. Visit mspradio.com/Patreon and support with our Give What You Want model. Thanks for listening. Still a couple of days to get those insurance stories in. Has your insurance gone up? Having trouble getting cyber insurance? I want to hear from you. Reach out at dave@mspradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.